This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After government data this week showing a spike upward in consumer spending in March, we'll see if that lit a fire under some consumer products companies. Church & Dwight, which does Arm & Hammer, Nair, and Waterpik, reports results later today. And Reckitt Benckiser, which does Lysol and Mucinex, just now reported lower-than-expected sales, blaming a flu season that wasn't all that bad. Church & Dwight, along with Reckitt, are also two of the biggest producers of condoms in the country. And as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, that business is not what it used to be.
24-year-old Franjo Ivankovic says he and his friends have a lot on their minds these days. They're worried about jobs, their economic futures, immigration, and it's affecting their sex lives.
We tend to kind of not only get cautious as to, like, having sex, but also lose the mood to have sex or socialize.
Last year, about a quarter of 18 to 25-year-olds said they hadn't had a sexual partner in the past 12 months. That's more than double the percentage from 1988, according to a broad demographic study known as the General Social Survey. And those who were having sex said they were less active than in the past. Jean Twenge is a psychologist who studies generational differences. She says these days, younger adults take longer to become adults.
They're less likely to get a driver's license, to drink alcohol, to have a paid job, to date, and also to have sex.
They're also more likely to be living at home into their late 20s. All these factors have contributed to a steady drop in in-store condom sales from $519 million in 2015 to less than $486 million last year. The country's big condom brands, Trojan, Durex, and Lifestyles, have taken most of the hit. Caroline Levy with Macquarie Research says given that millennials are such a big group,
it should be quite a steady sort of growth business.
Nadia Kerner is with Reckitt Benckiser, maker of Durex. She says these days, young people aren't as concerned about sexually transmitted diseases.
This generation, A, thinks, any kind of STD will not happen to them. And the second reason is why they are not using condoms is condoms get in the way.
Kerner says Durex has started advertising on Tinder, the popular dating app. Users swipe left or right on advertising profiles to learn about safe sex practices. Church & Dwight, which makes Trojan condoms, also has a smartphone strategy, or rather a strategy to encourage young people to put their phones down and interact with each other. The company recently released an album on Spotify called The Trojan Man's Big Sexy Album.
We sat on the bed, there was something between us.
You get the idea. Analyst Caroline Levy says if your market is simply declining,
stand on your head and, you know, do circles on it, and it's still not going to drive your sales up.
No matter how many Spotify playlists and Tinder profiles you use to draw people in. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.